Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPureDeals.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Look, Brianna, we think this is, yes, the beginning of an invasion, Russia's latest invasion into Ukraine, and you are already seeing the beginning of our response that we have said will be swift and severe.
And the Russia party always finds you.
I mean, listen, guys. We're talking about the potential for war in Europe. I mean, let's really take a moment to understand the significance of what we're talking about.
I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
So, and the second thing is, Governor Romney's answer I thought was incredibly revealing. He acts like he thinks the Cold War is still on.
This action by Putin further confirms that Mitt Romney was right when he called Russia the number one geopolitical foe.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm not much on speeches, but it's so gratifying to leave you wallowing in the mess you've made. You're screwed. Thank you. Bye.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It is 2-2-2-2. And President Brandon's speech began at approximately 2:22 Eastern Standard Time this afternoon. And it ended at approximately 2:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, is it just me, or do you seem strangely detached from what's going on? I mean, I don't really feel like I have a dog in this fight, really. Honestly, I mean, I'm more worried about what's going on with the truckers in Canada. I'm more worried about the southern border of the United States than I am about Ukraine. I mean, this is just a humiliation to Biden and the rest of the globalists. And, you know, it doesn't have much to do with me. This is also, by the way, the 42nd anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. You know, when the U.S. hockey team, many of us from the Boston area know at least one or two members of the team. You know, this was the day they won, the miraculous upset, and everybody was all into it, just like we were wondering about the hostages, just like we were concerned about Afghanistan and what was going on with the Russians trying to take over Afghanistan. And now I'm disconnected from all of this stuff, from the Olympics, from the foreign policy disasters. I'm more concerned about the price of gasoline and the price of hamburger meat than I am about what's going on here. I mean, these fools, however many millions of them there were who voted for Joe Biden, this is on you guys. You know, and that's another thing that's happening today. There's surveys out. Democrats just aren't watching the news anymore. I mean, there are some fewer Republicans, some fewer independents have given up on the news than, you know, but that's part of the post-presidential election cycle. There are only half as many Democrats paying attention because it's such a disaster. They don't want to confront it. I mean, you see Kamala Harris, Tony Blinken, Jen Psaki, Jake Sullivan. Do you feel like these people speak for you? I don't feel like they speak for me. I don't think there's going to be a war. I don't think any American blood is going to be shed here. And I just say to myself, why did maybe the price of gasoline's going up, but I had nothing to do with that. I voted for Trump. I loved being energy independent. I loved paying less than $2 per gallon for gasoline. I didn't do this. This isn't on me. 844-500-4242.
We're closely monitoring energy supplies for any disruption. We're executing a plan in coordination with major oil-producing consumers and producers toward a collective investment to secure stability in global energy supplies. This will blunt gas prices. I want to limit the pain the American people are feeling at the gas pump. This is critical to me.
He wants to limit the pain. Then why did you shut down all the oil and gas leases on federal property? Why did you shut down the Keystone XL pipeline? Why doesn't your little pal, Justin Trudeau, do anything about the attacks on the pipelines in Western Canada? Like last week, they I think at British Columbia, they attacked some thugs attacked one of the pipelines and attacked some of the oil pipeline workers. Nothing happened to them. They didn't have their bank accounts frozen. I mean, what about Europe? I mean, Europe doesn't seem to care. They're still arguing over the mask mandates and vaccine passports. Did you see there's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal today? Italy has already basically surrendered on this. Italy is already blinking on sanctions. This is what the prime minister said, Draghi. We are discussing sanctions with the EU, and in the course of these discussions, we have made our position known that they should be concentrated on energy, on narrow sectors without including energy. That's all Russia sells is energy. So, but Italy wants to take energy off the table because they get 90% of their oil and gas. They get 90% of their gas from Russia, basically. Maybe a little bit from the Mideast, but basically Russia. So they're not going to be with us. None of these countries are going to be with us. These are free riders. They're like illegal aliens. You know, they don't pay for anything. They're just living off American taxpayers. And Biden doesn't care about the southern border, does he? He doesn't. He could care less about all the MS-13 gangbangers and all the fentanyl. Did you see what happened in Denver over the weekend? There's a hard scrabble Hispanic neighborhood. They got some bad cocaine. It was laced with fentanyl because fentanyl is cheaper than cocaine, even though it's more powerful. Five adults between the ages of 28 and 32 just took a little snort and dropped dead. Five, just like that. And they, you know what came from illegal aliens. But is that a story anywhere in the country? No, it's not. 844-500-4242. What did he say he wants to rexecute a plan? What did he say exactly? I didn't quite catch that.
We're closely monitoring energy supplies for any disruption. Rexecuting a plan.
Rexecuting. Rex. You know, Rex, Latin for king. Rexecuting a plan. Okay. All right. Let's just start going to these cuts. We gotta go through these cuts. And then we're going to take lots and lots of calls today. We also want to talk about the truckers situation in Canada, which again, I said, I feel like I have more invested in that. I feel like there's more on the line for me and for everybody in America. And there's certainly more with shutting down the border. There's a bigger problem with shutting down the border on the Rio Grande than in Ukraine for the United States of America. I'm not real worried about any Russians mugging me. I am kind of concerned about those MS-13 gangbangers, those unaccompanied minors, as the Democrats like to call them. Let's play cut two.
To put it simply, Russia just announced that it is carving out a big chunk of Ukraine. Last night, Putin authorized Russian forces to deploy into the region, these regions. Today, he asserted that these regions are actually extend deeper than the two areas he recognized, claiming large areas currently under the jurisdiction of the Ukraine government.
This region, these regions, you know, these regions, cut five.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belong to his neighbors?
This is a little rich, isn't it? I mean, you know, again, I'm not comparing Putin to the founding fathers, but, you know, how does the Declaration of Independence begin? When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, Americans made this decision. Texas made this decision when it came to Mexico. Yugoslavia broke up. Lebanon, all these countries are always breaking up. But what is he talking about? Who in God's name? Might makes right, and the United States is at its weakest ebb. Who knows how long? It's never been this feeble when I've been alive. I don't think it's ever been this feeble any time anybody who's now living has been alive. 603 says, who does Putin think gives him the right? Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe's mismanagement of the United States of America. 844-500-4242. Let's play cut three before we go to a break. Cut three.
This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, as he indicated and asked permission to be able to do from his Duma. So let's begin to, I'm going to begin to impose sanctions in response far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014.
So the last time this happened was in 2014 when he was the vice president, and Obama, which had just told him he'd have a lot more flexibility after his last election, after he slapped down Mitt Romney for saying Russia was a problem. They invaded in this area before in 2014. Trump becomes president. They call him Putin's puppet, but Putin doesn't dare move for 4 years. Now, Dementia Joe has been in office for about a little over a year, and the bear, the Russian bear, is on the march again. What a coincidence. Wow. 844-500-4242. Here's one. 207. Spent 8 years of my life as a grunt in the Corps learning to fight Russians. I agree with you. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors. That's what it is. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products. I have one in my hand right now. And now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a very special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One listener writes, quote, surprised at how well these small units work. I noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did. You could save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack right now. You'll get three units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, one for your first floor, and one for your second floor. It's all in a single purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 on this special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. And over the weekend, in all the hysteria over the mainstream media promoted hysteria over Ukraine, you may have missed that Rand Paul has said that he is going to introduce legislation in the Senate. This could be very interesting to get a roll call vote on this, to repeal mask mandates on commercial airliners. So, Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should mask mandates be ended on airlines?
Yes.
96% say yes.
96%. Okay. I know these have been lopsided polls lately, but I want to keep certain issues out there in the eye of everybody who's listening. And I thought you might not hear it otherwise. I didn't see it till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. You know, they talk about tweets that don't age. Well, this has got to be one of the worst aging tweets ever. Exactly 2 years and one day ago in 2020, Biden or his caregivers tweeted this out. I'm holding it up for the cam right now. Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. Can we have a Bill Clinton laugh on that one? Oh, don't throw me in that briar patch. Old Uncle Remus tale. He doesn't want me to be our nominee. If you're wondering why, it's because I'm the only person in this field who's ever gone toe-to-toe with him. Wow. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? You can just get away with, just speaking not truth to power, but nonsense to more nonsense. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Let's play one more cut, then we'll take some calls here. Cut six.
We've said all along, and I've told Putin to his face more than a month ago, that we would act together. And the moment Russia moved against Ukraine, Russia has now undeniably moved against Ukraine by declaring these independent states.
And he told him this some months ago. And Putin obviously was terrified. And that's why he did this today, because he knew that Joe Biden had handled corn pop, so he could handle Vladimir Putin. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, when my ancestors signed up for military service at the start of World War I and World War II, tens of thousands of volunteers were in line at the recruiting offices when the Iran hostage crisis came. My military career began, and tens of thousands of other volunteers came into the service at that time. These days, all the recruiting offices are closed, and they're not taking phone calls.
Yeah. Do you think any of Ron Klain's relatives are signing up, or Tony Blinken's, or Jake Sullivan's?
Well, first, if any of them signed up, they would have to sign a decree that they are racists.
Right. This is the thing, Dennis. These people are on TV rattling their sabers, people like Max Boot and Liz Cheney and Lindsey Graham. Who do they think is going to sign up to fight in these wars when the real invasion is taking place on the Rio Grande?
First man to die for Joe Biden.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. John Kerry famously asked 50 years ago, who wants to be the last man to die for a war that's already been lost? Yeah, who wants to be the first man to die for a war that's already been lost? We lost five people in Denver to the invasion on the southern border crisis with that laced fentanyl cocaine on Sunday. And Joe Biden doesn't care anything about those casualties. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Good call. Steve from Cambridge. Very quickly, Steve.
Howie, what Russia's doing is very different than the American Revolution. Americans got their own independence with some help from foreign countries. Russia is invading another country. And I don't think Trump, if he were president, would think this was a little deal. Putin wouldn't do it.
He never would have done it. If Trump were president, he never would have done it, Steve. You know that. You do understand that, correct? And did so... Great Britain just thought they were getting back their country, just like the Russians do, apparently.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You know, in the years to come, you'll always remember where you were when Joe Biden came out and announced the unconditional surrender of the United States to the Russians who were invading Ukraine. I mean, I'm joking, of course. You're not going to remember where you were. I remember where I was when they won the Olympic gold medal in the hockey.
Where were you?
Lake George, New York.
Oh, I love Lake George.
Yeah, there were a bunch of us Deerfield people were hanging out.
And, that's so fun. Look at you.
It was. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this is not going to be a major day because it's, you know, what's the deal? I just saw two stories during the break, Grace. I was just looking over the internet. One story is about a guy in Alberta in his early 20s, mm-hmm. and he wanted to save $91 a month on his car insurance. You know what he did?
Switched to Geico?
No, he switched his gender.
Oh!
He listed that he was a woman. He said, I'm still a man, but officially, I'm a woman, so I can get the insurance cheaper.
Is the insurance cheaper for women?
Yes, it is. Of course it is.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
And then I went to another website, Grace, and I saw something from Switzerland.
Oh.
A man becomes a woman to cleverly exploit a pension loophole in Lucerne, Switzerland, and retire 1 year earlier and receive even more lavish benefits, and all it takes is 75 francs, 72 euros. Thanks to a new law introduced on January 1st, Swiss citizens with the quote-unquote intimate conviction that they do not belong to their real sex are allowed to change their sex in addition to their first name on the paper without needing to provide any documentation. And so that's what one Swiss man has done, and now he's going to immediately retire with a higher pension.
Wow.
So you just change your name from Charles to Charlize or Charlene or Charlotte, and you're all set.
Charlie's a girl's name.
I guess.
Just go but by your nickname. Charlie can be used as a girl's
name. It says you'd have to change your name, though. I don't know if that's, maybe that's just a technicality. Maybe you just say, go down to the registry of probate or whatever they call it in Switzerland and say, hey, you know, I'm going to go, my name's Charles, but I'm just going to go.
Who are they to say what a gendered name is? People make up names all the time. They mean nothing.
Don't tell that to Tez, the guy who wrote about on Sunday. The guy who was following Martin Luther King's edicts when he burned up another black guy. This is a pretty crazy world we live in, isn't it, Grace?
It absolutely is. Today is a huge news day, obviously, with Joe Biden finally coming out to speak about Ukraine and Russia. We waited all day to hear from him. He spoke for 9 minutes. And I know that this is something we say all the time, but can you imagine if Trump were this MIA during a crisis of this magnitude? I mean, it's just unheard of. And the press
Kamala
doesn't
Harris,
say anything.
And Mike Pence, instead of Kamala Harris, was going over to Germany and talking ragtime. And just being in Munich. I mean, the fact that you're in Munich where Neville Chamberlain in 1938 gave away Czechoslovakia to Adolf Hitler. I mean, do you think there would be any historical parallels being drawn on the front pages?
Hey, listen, guys. This is a big deal, what's happening here. I just love how she was talking to the reporters.
Listen, guys.
She was talking to the reporters like they didn't know why they were there. Like, they were, this is big news to them. It was really, really bizarre. But, Howie, the worst thing is Joe Biden comes out, speaks for 9 minutes. A lot of it doesn't really make any sense. He stops himself from telling a story. I'm curious what he was going to say. And he said, oh, I better not go there. And the takes from some blue check marks are hysterical. First of all, we gotta read you Jennifer Rubin's take.
Let me guess. It was the greatest speech since, not forget the Gettysburg Address, since the Sermon on the Mount.
A fine speech. Serious sanctions as promised. Biden's critics, who acted as stooges for Trump and Putin, will still whine. They might as well put their Team Russia shirts on.
Yeah, they were such stooges. Trump and his team were such stooges that Putin never did anything for 4 years. Now he's running amok, just like he did when Dementia Joe was the vice president. But Trump is the stooges.
This one's even worse. This one's from Joe Lockhart, who I guess is a contributor on CNN.
He's a former spokesman for Obama.
Oh, well, that
maybe
makes
Clinton,
sense.
Maybe Clinton. One of those.
Loyal. He's loyal, Howie, because this one, I don't even understand how he typed it out. Whatever happens in Ukraine, we shouldn't underestimate the fact that the United States has retaken the adult chair in the world. Biden has restored American leadership so damaged by Trump. The world needs us, and we have a president who can and does lead.
I know I overuse the comparison, Grace, but we're in bizarro.
We are. We really are. I mean, even I understand that there's cheerleaders out there for Biden, and it's got to be tough right now for them, but to stick with this line that he's doing such an incredible job. And Howie, when Trump was president, I remember a lot of the time I'd have to watch like his whole press conference and pull sound. And sometimes when you're rooting for the person, you're nervous when they're speaking, you know, like you get a little bit like, oh, I hope he wraps it up now. He's on a roll, or I hope he doesn't say something that's going to, you know, give them a lot of ammo. And with Trump, that was always, you know, he'd go on for so long that you'd be nervous about it. I can't imagine if you were actually a big fan of Joe Biden, if you thought he was like the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you're watching these, you must be sweating because he is. It's amazing how
weak he
is.
How'd you like to be the guy on the other end of his IFB who has to tell him when he makes a mistake?
Well,
I mean, you talk about having to be wired to go in there.
Well, Howie, the other thing is, too, is that now because of you read the tweet from. I think it was 2019 where he
2020.
Exactly.
It was February 21st, 2020. So it was 2 years and 1 day ago today.
But it's crazy, Howie, because if you play cuts from him, you know, from his campaign videos or from the debates from 2019 and 2020, I mean, even just in the past 2 years, if you listen to his voice, the decline is so evident and just it's happened so rapidly. Like, I remember watching him during the debates and thinking he's not up to snuff. But even now you listen and you're like, wow, I can't believe that this is what we're dealing with. And someone who was very disappointed about how all this is playing out is one of your favorites, Howie, Andrea Mitchell. She had
Hillary Clinton's favorite reporter.
She had John Bolton on Mitchell Reports, and she was horrified to hear him say that Putin got everything he wanted because of Biden. Can we play this sound, Taylor?
Well, I think Putin was undoubtedly waiting for a second Trump term, but he's getting effectively almost what he would have expected then. This is going to be a victory for Russia.
You think that what the Biden administration is doing, rallying the NATO allies, getting, I mean,
it has failed.
Ambassador.
The president says it has failed.
Well, how could she say that with a straight face? I know she's 100 years old, too, but he's rallying the NATO allies. I just read you the thing. Italy is already surrendered.
Howie, he was at lunch this weekend with his grandkids. Like, what are we talking about? He's rallying the NATO allies. When exactly is he doing that? Oh, because he canceled his trip to Delaware? We're supposed to believe that he's, like, really working hard for us? I don't know how they say this stuff.
Anyone who tweets out that the adults are in charge has been drinking adult beverages.
Yes. The Kool-Aid.
That's my only analysis of it. You should have to blow a breath into a breathalyzer machine before you write a pro-Biden, puff piece, even on Twitter.
I just think it must be tough to keep going along with this because, you know, Howie, I said this earlier, but it's not just that they're not doing well. It's like they couldn't be doing everything worse, you know? Even last night, so they get the news last night that troops are rolling into these two areas in Ukraine. And rather than say it's an invasion, they you know, use a different kind of rhetoric. So they don't want to. And then in the morning they say, oh, no, it is an invasion. It's like they're indecisive, feckless hacks, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, this is, if you're the Secretary of State or the Secretary of Defense or the head of the CIA, I mean, isn't this when you earn your pay on a day like this? But they have no clue what's going on.
And I'm also confused at the fact that he's like an hour and a half late. They said, oh, no, you know, the president's going to come out at 2 and do this speech. Oh, no, it's 1. Oh, no, and now it's 2 again. And all of this back and forth. And he's got all these days where we haven't seen him. And he comes out and talks for 9 minutes and then leaves. I don't know how these reporters are acting like this is normal, because if Trump even burped without telling them and them getting a transcript of the burp, they would set their hair on
and
fire.
He calls Russia Russian, and he calls Ukraine Gukraine. Cut 11.
Russia's naval vessels are maneuvering in the Black Sea to Ukraine's south, including amphibious assault ships, missile cruisers, and submarines.
But he did work in the fact that, you know, from now on, gas prices are not going to be his fault for going up. He was hinting at that last week, and now it's out there on the table. He's going to blame any increase in gas prices on Putin. Has nothing to do with his own insane energy problems to shut down American energy independence and to double the price of gasoline, the price of home heating oil, the price of propane, the price of diesel. It's all on Putin. Cut 13.
As I said last week, defending freedom will have cost for us as well and here at home. We need to be honest about that.
Oh, boy. So now,
how are we defending freedom, by the way? You know, and the thing is, he says we're going to have sanctions on him. The thing about sanctions is sanctions work if somebody can't get enough money to work around the sanctions, i.e. bribe people, buy on the black market. Putin's got more money now in foreign reserves than he ever had before, thanks to Biden's insanity on the energy front. So you don't think he can buy whatever he needs? It's absurd.
But how?
Who are they kidding?
This is also the classic, you know, anything Joe Biden wants to do, if you disagree with it, you're not being a patriot. You know, like, this is about defending freedom. That's why you have to pay so much of the when you're filling up your tank. It's to defend freedom. By the way, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Get a synthetic oil change and tire rotation starting at just $49.95, any maker model. Get the details, schedule an appointment online, and find other service specials at toyotaofportsmouth.com. One other thing here, Howie. This is a report from Fox Business. It says, did wages keep up with inflation in 2021 only for the wealthy? The hottest, I know you were talking about this yesterday, Howie, how inflation affects everyone, but the hottest inflation in 4 decades is inflicting financial pain on millions of Americans, but no one has been harder hit by rising consumer prices than the lowest income households.
Right. If you have $100, 7.5% inflation takes a lot more money out of you than 7.5% takes if you have $100 million, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? But you know, Biden just goes out and says, your wages are going up, really. You're making more money than ever before. But of course, your highest ever wages buy you a lot fewer products than they did 2 years ago.
Don't be Donald worried Trump about your president. Gas bill. Defending freedom comes at a cost, okay?
Defending freedom. What about the price of hamburger meat, Dementia Joe? When are we going to have a war against the meat conglomerates?
Hell, you know what, Howie? He's going to talk to Marianne in the sunroom, and he'll get back to you on that.
Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
To all my listeners with a IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022, and you see what they're doing, they have no idea what they're doing, and it's going to make inflation even a worse problem. If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. You need to hedge your bets. You need to diversify. You can't have all your retirement eggs in the stock market basket. Now is the time to call Goldco and find out about precious metals, the historic defense against disastrous economic policies like the Biden administration is promulgating. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. The Howie Carr Show.
Probably have more to say about this as it moves on. I'm hoping diplomacy is still available. Thank you all very much.
Sir, are you still open to meeting with Vladimir Putin?
917 says, defending democracy never cost us anything when Trump was president. 844-500-4242. The adult's chair, says 603, more like the high chair. Good Lord. This is just, this is so absurd. 844-500-4242. We aren't defending freedom. We're defending Hunter's allowance and the big guy's cut. The big guy's cut. Anyway, let's play cut 15, then we'll go back to the phones here. I'll give you a hint on this one, because it kind of slides by and you say something's wrong here. He says that he's planning with the major oil producing consumers, and then see what he says after that.
We're closely monitoring energy supplies for any disruption. We're executing a plan in coordination with major oil producing consumers and producers toward a collective investment to secure stability in global energy supply.
He's planning with major oil-producing consumers and producers. What is a... Mr. President, can you name one of the major oil-producing consumers? Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
I don't know, to be clear.
I did know. Yes.
This is just madness. This whole thing is madness. You know, I listened to Biden speak, and it's like watching The Couch Trip. Remember that movie where Dan Aykroyd was a mental patient that pretended to be a radio psychiatrist?
Yeah.
You know, Biden, he's an escaped mental patient. And he comes on and he makes a speech. He tells us what he's going to do, what Putin is going to do. All the, you know, he should be talking to Putin, and he shouldn't be telling us about it.
I know. He's so far over his head. And you know, anyone who studied his career for more than 10 minutes knew that he was in over his head when he was running for president. He was saying crap like this that I read earlier. Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. He doesn't want me to be our nominee. If you're wondering why, it's because I'm the only person in this field who's ever gone toe-to-toe with him. Do you think he went toe-to-toe with him today in that nine-minute speech? Hell no. He's noncompos mentis. And now he's going to disappear again. And, you know, all of his amen chorus and the cheerleaders, they're going to come out with their pom-poms on MSNBC and the Alphabet Networks and CNN. And they're going to talk about what a great job he's doing and the adults are back in charge. And nobody believes it. You know what? The Democrats are too embarrassed to watch it. And the Republicans and independents are going, holy bleep, what did these people that aren't watching the TV and watching the news do to us? Why did they put us behind the eight ball like this? I'm Howie Carr.